Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to Skate Dance Move on this podcast or however you're finding this recording. I'm very grateful that you are here to listen. My name is Jadine Ferreira, and I do figure skating, choreography, performance coaching, mental training, mentorship for coaches, basically anything Skate Dance Move related. And I run a company called Skating Success with my husband, Ben. We love, love, love to share the things we know about skating, the things we know about life and success, and of course, learn from the people that we get to meet as well along the way. And our intention is really to just grow this love of skating and personal development through sport for young athletes and people as we go along in life. So you can always connect with us on social media at Skate Dance Move or at Skating Success. We're on everything, and we would love to hear from you anytime. So today, I am bringing an idea out that I was actually asked to write about. It's the triathlon event in skating. And in Alberta, where we are living right now, we teach skating from the Starskate level to the competitive level, you know, every which way in between. And one of the coolest events is called the Skating Triathlon. And it is comprised of three different sections. And that is a really neat thing. It provides an opportunity for skaters to really develop their edges and skating skills, as well as their interpretive artistry, and then combine that with their free skating events. So I'm going to read you guys this article that I wrote. It's going to take a little while. I might have to do it in a couple episodes here. But yeah, let's get started. I just am so excited to share it with you. So the title of this article is Why Triathlon, the Skating Event That Has It All. So what is the triathlon event, I wondered. When I was first asked to choreograph a creative skills routine, yes, that was in quotations, I simply didn't get it. You want me to create a routine full of footwork sequences? And there is a certain tempo of the music and it's only 2 minutes? Wow. And then there were the interpretive programs. Here we go, time to get creative. But wait, the skater cannot touch the ice with their hands, no sliding into the splits, no cool starting poses with that hand on the boards, or a weird artistic pose laying on the ice? What is with all these rules? I literally, like, as a side note, I literally thought that. I just thought, how can it be interpretive skating when there are all these rules? So clearly, I had a lot to learn. There are rules of engagement to every category and every event in skating. There are standards and practices of how to frame each style of program and the requirements for each. I had to study the ideas and intentions of each type of program, learning and growing in coaching and choreography along the way. The point here is this: everyone, absolutely everyone we see succeeding at anything has also had to start somewhere and start with a learning curve, with doubts and with unknowns. Success is the result of an ongoing process, one of discovering, questioning, and then doing the work to understand how to perform. So let's move on to the next part of the article. What, why, and benefits the coaching perspective of triathlon. After having the opportunity to work with skaters in this event on and off over the years, I have come to see more about what the skating event is and the many benefits of training athletes to compete in triathlon. The triathlon event is comprised of three sections of competition. First, creative skills program. This is 2 minutes in length, with a minimum music tempo of 112 beats per minute. Secondly, the interpretive program, between 2 and 3 minutes in length, which is focused on skating style and artistry. Third is the free skating event. The free skating component is a regular traditional. When I say regular and traditional, it's what you've seen on TV. The same free skate level as the current skater is skating, and it has the traditional jumps and spins and elements required for that level. So you have all these three components, which really makes it a unique event and pretty cool to train as a coach, I must say. So the skaters compete three programs in 3 days, and the scores are cumulative throughout those 3 days. So the scores are totaled after the free skate, and then the overall results are posted. There are three levels of competition in Alberta: bronze, silver, and gold. The requirements of each level are outlined in the Skate Canada Alberta technical package for each season. Okay, we now know that the triathlon is comprised of those three sections: the creative skills program, the interpretive program, and the free skate program. So from a coaching perspective, As a whole, this event really offers a lot of benefits. So skaters are challenged to learn to compete three different styles of music in three different intentional aspects of figure skating. The mental toughness and stamina it takes to bring forth a strong performance in all three consecutive sections of the triathlon is a skill set that breeds inner strength and competitive experience for life. From a technical perspective, the athletes who choose the triathlon develop edges and turns, footwork detailing, and a command of the blade. Through the second event, they turn to artistry and interpretation to express themselves in creative and very individual styles. In the free skate, these skaters are still asked to perform all the jumps and spins of any other traditional skating event, except that they are now doing that performance on the back of two others and have to fight mental and physical fatigue in order to perform. Artistically, the triathlon is an incredible platform that allows skaters to be expressive, musically connected, and versatile in their own artistry on the ice. With three opportunities and different frameworks with which to figure skate, the options for music and style are endless. All right, now let's explore each of these sections of the triathlon in a little more depth. Starting with the first event, creative skills. Because the creative skills component of the competition demands strong edges, flow, power, and precision of turns and field moves, skaters learn to master their skating. Control of the detailed turns and edge work are the trademark of this routine. Skaters perform prescribed sequences that match the requirements of the level they are competing. Creative skills programs are required to match a minimum tempo, the 112 beats per minute described earlier. This enables the program to have a rhythm and intentional beat to be skated and explored through the movement. If the skating skills tests are the basics and the basis for strong technical skating, then the creative skills routine in the triathlon is the performance of these skating skills to music with a personal connection from each skater. It's a place to show off all the work it takes to truly learn to skate well and master the balance, speed, and control it takes to do figure skating footwork. As a little side note, I have seen so many skaters start off with the creative skills program and feel like they're just not into it, and it's stressful and it's hard and they have to be on the music. And by the end of the season, honestly, every single one of them has told me, I am such a better skater for having had done this, and I can do my interpretive better, and I'm better in my free skate, and my stamina is better. It's honestly a really cool training tool. So that's kind of a side note from a choreography and coaching perspective. Okay, let's move on to interpretive skating. Interpretive skating. Honestly, I've got to start with my side note on this. This event has pushed me more than any other event as a choreographer. Basically, when I first started doing choreography for interpretive skating, I thought it was an open-ended, relaxed, cool, artistic expression thing. And although there is a ton of room for creativity, they also have really strategic rules in this event. There's no touching the ice with your hands. You can't do the splits. You can't sit on the boards. None of that sort of free-flowing kind of weird, cool, funky stuff that you think you can do, which you might do in a show program or on an ice skating tour. That stuff is not really permitted. And so it really is more about literally interpreting the music and the character and the theme of what you're trying to do. So in the triathlon in Alberta, your interpretive program actually has a title and you create your own title. And then every moment of the routine is supposed to be the physical artistic manifestation of that title. So you are literally expressing through movement and through ice and skating and connection what you wanted to say in that title. So it's a really cool piece of art because you have to, at least in my experience, really get connected to why you're doing it and what you're trying to say. So it's really creating an artistic point of view. So interpretive skating, second part of our triathlon series. So finding your inner passion and presenting it on the ice. Interpretive skating is a journey of self-discovery that skaters who are willing to take on the challenge can experience as nothing else they do in skating. The emphasis of these programs is to explore the inner emotional world of the athlete and then for the skater to use the music as a soundtrack to the moment that expresses that emotional world. If figure skating was a personal brand, interpretive skating would be the tagline. The skater transforms into an artist in this program, one who performs their art live for a purpose. The depth of character and detail for the skater is one that can enhance both their performance, but more importantly, their own experience on the ice. When skaters allow themselves to truly delve into the journey of an interpretive skate, they often find places where they can be authentically themselves while they are skating. Where else can an athlete be so aligned with their own emotions, style, and preferences while performing and get rewarded for it? So I'm just going to pause here. Interpretive skating is a piece of every type of figure skating. You know, if you're doing a creative skills routine or you're doing a traditional free skate routine or a pairs or an ice dance or even a synchronized skating routine, there is interpretation involved. In fact, there's a mark for interpretation in all the other disciplines. But when you zero in on the interpretive program, either by itself in competition or as part of the triathlon series, it's a true moment where that's the only thing that counts and the only thing that the skater has to focus on. So it's a very unique experience on the ice, and it absolutely develops the artistry of each figure skater involved. Okay, let's move on to the third portion of the triathlon, the free skating. Yes, free skating is that traditional figure skating program that's built around a series of jumps and spins that are required at that level. It is the thing we all fall in love with when we first start to skate, this passionate ability to be an athlete and an artist. So here we go. Free skate programs are the traditional figure skating routines with jumps, spins, field moves, and footwork. As with all levels of figure skating competition, the regular challenges and rewards exist. Learning and perfecting jumps, the acquisition of spins and being able to perform them to specification within the routine, as well as being able to perform with ease and grace to receive a strong component score or, quote, second mark. Bringing the technical aspects of skating together with artistry truly is the trademark of our sport. Doing what's extremely difficult, all the while aiming to make it look strong, beautiful, and easy. What a cool challenge. The unique three-day experience of competing in the triathlon provides a skater every opportunity to show how well-rounded they are as an athlete in this sport. The free skating points are added to the total score, which will reflect the final placements of the event. Skaters are tested in that the stamina it takes to do one performance in free skate is already demanding, let alone competing for the third time in 3 days and having the jumping day be last. But skaters who love triathlon are up for the challenge. Triathlon is also just a really, really cool experience, I have to say. I've seen so many skaters just enjoy it. So often the skaters get to know each other and connect on a different level. With the event being held over 3 skates or performances, these same athletes warm up, are on the ice together, and get to have like a sense of community. It's beyond just competing with someone once, but they're competing with each other this many times and doing practices. And so they really do start to be a little group. So watching the healthy respect and camaraderie that has formed with these groups oftentimes is something that's inspired me a lot as a coach. All right. I wouldn't be really being honest with you if I said there were no drawbacks or realities to doing this event. So what are the drawbacks? When I wrote this, I said, I'm sure that you're reading this article and you may have been thinking that there are some obvious challenges to this event. So, ice time. You definitely need enough ice time to do 3 different solos and train them. Coaching time. Yes, you're going to need some extra lesson time. Absolutely. How about the choreography of 3 programs? Yeah, definitely more than just having one. And then the adequate training time for each program. So making sure you have within your season enough time to train. Then there's the expense of it all, the ice, the costumes, and the instruction. So definitely there are some added expenses and requirements in order to compete in the triathlon. The reality of entering this event truly does take some planning. One of the first ways to simplify the season plan is to stretch out the plan to encompass two full skating seasons. So for example, the skater may already have a free skate routine. In year one, they could learn an interpretive program and start competing that alongside their free skate program. Then they could build up their skating strength in the form of edges and turns on the side in side time during that year. At the end of that season, they could then learn a creative skills routine with all of those turns they now know. And then the following season, year number two, they would have all three programs ready to go for the triathlon event. So as long as the coach and the parents take a long-term view with the planning of these events, the overwhelm can subside and the skater can work in sequence towards the intended participation in the triathlon event. So again, it does come down to planning and looking strategically at the whole year and, like I suggest, probably two seasons and the expense of everything, but it can be done. And it's actually a really cool thing to step back and take stepping stones towards a longer-term goal and outcome for the athlete. So in conclusion, at the end of the day, the most important intention is what the skater will learn, accomplish, and feel at the end of their skating journey. I recently checked in with a skater, Michaela Milansky, that I had the beautiful opportunity to work with over a couple of seasons of her triathlon experience. And she's now moved on. She's doing some coaching. She is in university and she's on to the next phase of her life. And I asked her to write down what did she feel about the triathlon and what it did for her. So these are her words. I enjoyed the triathlon because it was a challenge. Training three programs pushed me to work harder at practice. Each program developed a different aspect of my skating, and I found that when a skill in one program improved, I was able to apply it to the other programs. Creative skills was especially helpful with refining my edges, turns, and skating skills for every program. And that is a quote from Michaela Polanski. She's a two-time triathlon champion of Alberta in the gold level, both the 2016-17 season as well as the 2015-16 season. I think her words sum it all up. It was a challenge. It developed her. It made her want to strive for more at practice. And it's given her so much to really be confident about in what she actually accomplished on the ice. So in conclusion, I guess here we are. You have the choice in your figure skating to always seek out the best experience for yourself. And I know that triathlon is not available everywhere, but I think it's a really cool opportunity for a lot of skaters and coaches to stretch, to challenge, to develop, and to have a lot of fun on the ice. So thank you so much for listening. Once again, I'm Jadine Ferreira. It's my pleasure to work with athletes in choreography and mental training and of course other coaches and serve them. And honestly, when we go to do masterclasses all over the country now, when I meet people that love what they do and love contributing in that way, it is honestly so inspiring. So I'm inspired by you, the listener, the person who's also interested in skating and movement and personal development through sport. So thank you. And please connect with me on social media. Let me know what you thought about this idea or the triathlon in general, or even just a skating update on what you're doing, because this is a community. I mean, we all love this stuff and it's great to be able to connect nowadays that it's so easy. So if you want to reach out to me, I'm at Skating Success or at Skate Dance Move everywhere on the internet. Our website, skatingsuccess.com. And of course, the best way to work with either Ben or myself in person live is at a masterclass. It's super easy to sign up and we travel all over and do those. So thank you again for listening and hopefully I'll see you on the ice. Bye.